This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The Montana Republican Party leadership recently voted on and approved a resolution declaring that former Republican Montana Governor Mark Roscoe is no longer considered a Republican. Roscoe was elected governor on the GOP ticket twice in Montana and also was the chair of the Republican National Committee until he was appointed to chair the re-election campaign for former Republican President George W. Bush. Since the emergence of former Republican President Donald Trump before the 2016 election, Roscoe has voiced his concerns with the party's direction, first and prominently in a Washington Post opinion piece titled, "Americans Can Choose Better Than Trump." In that piece, Roscoe wrote, "As responsible, though admittedly not perfect citizens, we are obliged, before automatic commitments to political parties, ideologies, or candidates, to give consideration to those timeless and eternal qualities of genuine leadership that transcend ever-changing political charters, programs, and affiliations." He's echoed that sentiment many times since then in addresses around the state, including one recently in the state capitol in Helena, raising the flag about GOP sponsored proposed amendments to the Montana state constitution. Roscoe has also lent his endorsement or support to several candidates that have run against Republicans, including Monica Tranell, the Democratic candidate for Montana's western U.S. congressional seat last year. In the nonpartisan state Supreme Court race last year, Roscoe backed Ingrid Gustafson, who ran against James Brown, the Republican president of the state utility regulators, who was endorsed by the state's most prominent GOP leaders. The resolution references Roscoe's support of U.S. Supreme Court Associate Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson, as well as backing President Joe Biden over Trump 3 years ago. Roscoe said in an interview over the weekend that he was not warned or informed of the resolution before it was voted on and sent to him. Roscoe said, "The hierarchy for me in values and loyalty is first of all to my country and my state, and then to my party. In 35 years, I don't think I've changed one bit. I don't feel like I've changed my views of the world." The resolution says that Roscoe retains an elevated profile in the state and has spoken in assemblies without denying that he still considers himself a Republican and therefore may be believed by some to be considered as speaking for Montana Republicans. Since he started speaking out, Roscoe said he has heard from people across the political spectrum about his message reaching them, and the response has been overwhelmingly positive. Roscoe said at one Lincoln-Reagan dinner, some of which in the state have been renamed to Lincoln-Reagan-Trump dinners, he spoke about his concerns over whether the adhesive that held us together for so long was starting to crack. Roscoe said, "I'm not unaware that I was certainly engaged in offering thoughts and opinions that probably were much different than most people associated with a political party for 35 years might have to offer." Now Roscoe still sees things he can align with in the GOP platform ideals, such as reducing taxes and simplifying the tax code, but he has grave concerns about priorities so intolerant and focused upon control and power and less moved by the power of ideas than the accumulation of power. Roscoe has no plans to change any of the work he's been doing the last several years in light of the party resolution. He's hopeful that speaking out will continue to build momentum against the challenges he sees posed by social media and the angry political activity in that space where people are, quote, "cleaving together because there's a sense of some security, even if they have to compromise their principles," unquote. Roscoe said, "I see an intermix of sterile, antiseptic, bitter, angry social media now being substituted for engaging on a personal level with our fellow citizens at lightning speed and usually compounding its adverse impact by misinformation and disinformation that at the end of the day leaves people dizzy and unable to discern what's true and what isn't," Roscoe said. Roscoe plans to counter that by continuing to speak out and backing candidates and ideas based on if it's the right thing for the right reason, regardless of party affiliation. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.